This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, Minnesota Vikings coming off a road win at Detroit, where they were significant underdogs against the Lions, who are one of the best teams in football. But Minnesota went in there as J.J. McCarthy, his first game back after missing 5 weeks, got reacquainted with life in the National Football League, and they won the game, put up some points, too. So, Vinny, let's break down that Minnesota offense.
Yeah, the Minnesota offense, we'll start with their receivers. I mean, they got the best receiver in football with Justin Jefferson, and they're going to try to get him the ball, Bob. They'll line him up in a backfield, you know, and try to get him in the flat and do those types of things. I did not see any deep throws to Jefferson. They threw one to Addison, which was incomplete, but I think they got a penalty on it. But they're going to try to get the ball in Jefferson's hands. I mean, Jefferson had 9 targets. Anybody else, the highest they had was 4. So he's going to try to get the ball in his hands. And like I said, they'll line him up all over the place. They'll put him in the backfield, run him in the flat, run a little Texas route. But they want to get the ball in Jefferson's hands, which to me is smart and makes life a lot easier for, you know, J.J. McCarthy. Addison's a good player, a good receiver too. Naylor made a big catch at the end of the game. So, I mean, they got 3 really good receivers. And I love the tight end too. I love Hockenson. I think Hockenson's a really good player. And then don't forget about Josh Oliver. Josh Oliver, good blocker. We know that. He got paid to be a blocker. And they're going to use 2 tight ends a lot. Don't put them in there a lot, because what they want to do is they want to max protect. They'll put 2 tight ends in there, max protect, and let him try to get the ball down the field a little bit more. Now, with the offensive line, Christian Darrisaw, I think, is a pretty good player. I think he's a very athletic left tackle. He's jersey number 71. He was first-round pick in 21. He'll kind of wear down as the game goes, but he had missed some time. You know, he'd missed a couple games, but he's back now. Reminds me a little bit of Orlando Brown Jr., like, he kind of got his own whistle. When the place stops, I think he slides his feet real well in pass. So I think beating him in pass will be a challenge. The run stuff, I think he does a decent job. None of them, well, I'll get to the others. Donovan Jackson, the left guard, 74. He was a first round pick this year. I think he's still learning. You can take advantage of Donovan Jackson. I don't think any of the old linemen really come off, you know, and knock you off the ball, slobber knockers. And I think, Bob, that's a big reason why in the rushing, they're averaging 99 yards a game. They're 23rd in rushing. So they don't, they're not maulers or what. They come off, they let the linebackers run free a bunch. Now the center, I think that's one of their weak links. Blake Brandel, number 64. I think he's just okay. Doesn't sustain a lot of blocks. And they struggled now with some stunts and twists inside, too. And then Will Freeze, the right guard, 76. I think he and O'Neal, Brian O'Neal, the right tackle, 75. They do a nice job coming off on their double teams, but they don't combo up. They just double team, let the linebackers run free, which is fine. And all these linemen are 6'6". So the key there, the right tackle is one of the worst pass blockers that they got, O'Neal. So I'm guessing, you know, attacking them and like this. I think Jones, they're going to have a hard time with Jones. I think O'Neal would have a hard time, especially the spin back inside. And even Darisaw, the spin back inside, I think will cause him some problems. But I think Draymond, I think he's going to have a big first game. And they got to be able to stop the run. I think the linebacker should be good, Bob. I mean, I think they should hang in there pretty good. I think they're going to be able to run free quite a bit. They've got to be able to stop the run. Aaron Jones, I'm kind of with you, Bob. I mean, I don't see the burst and explode. Like, the guy that was great at Green Bay, I don't see that.
He was really good last year for Minnesota, yeah. Too.
And then Jordan Mason's okay, too. I mean, they got two decent backs, and they like to throw it to him out of the backfield, too. Jones had two catches for 20. So they're decent. They're decent. But the big thing's going to be is they're going to have to stop the run and make this a one-dimensional game. Now, you know, J.J. McCarthy, I mean, it is what it is. He was 14 to 25. He had some nice runs. He threw a pick. He was sacked five times. Still going to be his fourth game he's ever played. Ever started. So, I mean, the Ravens got to take advantage. They've got to take big advantage of that. You're playing a rookie quarterback. Make him look like a rookie quarterback. All right? He made, everybody talks about, he played such a great game. He made a couple really nice plays in the game. Some critical plays in the game he made. Like his rollout to the right where he hit Hockenson for the touchdown. That was a real nice play. But, you know, he fumbled a snap. They had a couple false start penalties. So there was some growing pains there. So he can be taken advantage of, and that's what they got to do is get after. They can't let him get comfortable, Bob. That's a big thing. They got to come after his ass. They got to wear him up. But number one, they got to be able to stop the run, which I think they should be able to do because I think the guys that they have inside, and especially now with Draymond being able to play, you know, the run and having Hamilton up inside, I think they'll be all right, but they're going to have to tackle well because that ball's coming out quick. So don't give up any yak yards. So is the Vikings offense great? No. I mean, they're ranked 26th overall. 26th in pass, 23rd in rush. You know, so they're not great. And they scored 24 points, but they got two turnovers is what they did. You know, I mean, they got short fields. They got a fumble on a short field, which, you know, made an easy touchdown for them. And the crowd's going to be loud. It's going to be crazy. But they got to take advantage of a rookie quarterback.
And let's not forget, too, you mentioned the offensive line. They've allowed 33 quarterback sacks. McCarthy's played in three games and been sacked, what, 14 times? Something crazy.
Bob, they've had the third most sacks in the league. You know, 33. And Detroit didn't blitz a lot, but then... You know, I think if they get after him, especially early, Bob, I think he'll panic and he'll throw it to him.
It's 88-81-057, the Fan Woman Crush Wednesday. You want to get in? Now you can at 410-583-1057. Ravens 4.5-point favorites at Minnesota. Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner. We'll preview the game with him coming up 11 o'clock. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? A lot. And we'll get into that, and historically a couple of cool things as well. Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore Sun, get his impressions on the new Orioles manager and David Rubenstein and Mike Elias building this talent pool as the Orioles go from worst to first in 2026, just like the Blue Jays did this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.